Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash.
All right. That's the sound of your new WWE World Heavyweight Champion, that and the person of Brock Lesnar, who surprisingly won the WWE Championship last night at WWE's Day One pay-per-view. I think the whole world was kind of well. I know I was shocked. I'm gonna stop speaking for everybody else. I was shocked that he was even inserted in that match, and the outcome surprised me. But that's neither here nor there. This is Wrestle Talking to D. I want to thank God for giving us a chance to talk wrestling again. I'm not going to waste no time. I'm going to bring on the crew. Let's bring in Dominic. He's here. He's ready to go. What up, Dominic?
What up, though? What up, Wrestling Talk Nation? Report live in the vehicle.
Reporting live in the vehicle.
We're doing the show. You're making it happen
some kind of way, man, to be a part of the show. So we appreciate you. We know you working and stuff, but we appreciate you carving out time to join us. And then we got Mr. Exclusive. We probably should start calling Josh the super heel of this show. Josh is back with us. What's up? What up, Josh?
What's going on, my people? How y'all doing today?
Gosh, I mean, I'm doing good. It's a lot to talk about, man. It's a lot to dive into. I know we do these shows on the spur of the moment sometimes, but once we go live, we always spark chemistry. You know, it's always fire. So it's a lot to talk
definitely.
About. Yeah, I know you had a few things you wanted to talk about tonight, and Dominic might like this, but I read something where Toni Storm basically called Charlotte Flair an entitled B-I-T-C-H. So maybe you was right, Dominic.
when I'm right, I'm right. When I'm wrong, I'm kind of right. It's like I should have stick with my gut and go through the whole hypothesis to the point I could have been right.
Hey, man. But me and Josh, we still believe Charlotte gets disrespected. I think Josh still believes that.
No, oh yeah, most definitely.
I know when I know a title B-T-I-T-H. I know when I see one. I smell one from a mile away.
Yeah. If we have time in the next 60, 90 minutes, we'll talk about that. Let's bring in Kayvon. He's joining us right now. What's up, the big dog, Tribal Chief?
What is going on? It feels so good to be back.
Well, we're glad to have you, man.
Yes. And for everybody listening, yes, the Big Folk Club one is back. We got to take a little break, but, you know, we're here now.
All right. Hey, Kayvon, I mean, that's a perfect segue. You ready to get in it?
Hey, I'm ready.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome. Welcome back to the Big 4 Plus 1. So, Randy Orton, this past Monday night, especially here in Detroit. Oh, man, we had a good... Right here in Detroit, Randy Orton hit Otis with an RKO. Let me tell you, that joke was phenomenal. Roman Reigns, if you guys are late to the news, Roman Reigns fired Paul Heyman because of the fact Paul Heyman was playing agent, and as I can tell at day one, Paul Heyman was nowhere to be in sight. Now, most people will be like, really? Raw was boring. Yes, yes, I said it. Raw was boring here in Detroit. Although on some highlights, it was boring, except for at the end of the show when Edge came out to spoil the wedding between Miz and Maurice. Edge. I have Edge on here for a reason. Let's just say Edge is the man now. At day one, he defeated The Miz, but Beth Phoenix came out, so that was a surprise for the ages. Now, a lot of you all, such as myself, was disappointed at this man right here, but it is what it is, by the name of Brock Lesnar, who, in my book, it was something else. He pinned the former WWE champion Big E last night at day one. And let me tell you, it's like we're going to get into this topic. So I'm not going to say too much, but just know it was something. Back to you guys in the studio.
Thank you, Kayvon. Great job. Let's just get into it. Josh, we're going to get into your topics in a few. And Dominic and Kayvon, whatever you guys want to bring to the table, we're going to get into that. But Brock Lesnar is the new WWE champion. What did you guys think about that? What are your early thoughts on him as a champion? And I would love to start with Dominic, if that's okay.
It's on me. Can y'all guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hey, man. I knew how everybody was kind of wasn't satisfied with Big E title push. I knew the title run was coming to an end. But I was shell-shocked that it would be none other than the reigning conqueror, eat, sleep, shit, Brock Lesnar, to take it off. it made the match interesting by adding him, you know, since Roman Reigns, the tribal chief, was, you know, pulled due to the COVID. It really made an interesting match. Kudos for putting it on him because now it looked like we're going to get what I've been wanting to see, a Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Reigns feud, finally. So that was good. That's one of those cards subject to change. We get tired. Oh, there go WWE again. Changing the card, but somehow when they do that, somehow they get it right, and unluckily set up a few that we do want to see. So I'm liking it.
Kayvon, you can go next.
Josh, Kayvon.
Well, this is where the show will get ready to start just for a second. When Brock Lesnar won it, I was pissed. And I'll say that, yes, it was a Sunday, Lord, I'm sorry, it has to be known. I was upset, mad, angry, all that. I was not happy only because we are not going to see Brock Lesnar on live television. Like, he does not like to travel or anything. And then when he do show up, it's like, okay, cool, where have you been? All right, he came back to WWE. All right, I want a title, man. Okay, you had that. You lost. Sorry, goodbye. Then, just because Roman Reigns got leukemia, you know, COVID. I'm a pray for him on that one. You add Brock Lesnar to this fatal four-way. Now, up until when they added him, the storyline made sense. Big E, Bobby Lashley, Seth Rollins, and Kevin Owens, that storyline makes sense. But you put a beast in there, and you have him win, and he's a part-timer. He's not even going to be... I'm just going to put it like this. We won't see him until the next pay-per-view. And if we do see him again, it's probably going to be on one Raw. That's it.
Well, before you go ahead, Josh, I mean, I'm hoping that it's different. You know, we've been seeing a different Brock Lesnar this time around. So I'm hoping that it's different, Kayvon. I'm hoping that he will appear more on Raw than he has in the past. I think he will. So I guess that's up for us to wait and see. But I think things will be a bit different this time around as far as his schedule.
We gonna see,
all right. We getting a little feisty on Russ talking to D, which is okay.
Well, the heel has returned, and I'm going straight shoot style tonight.
Okay.
So let's talk about Brock Lesnar being added to the Fatal 5-Way, which I saw coming a month ago. I saw this coming the moment that he lost to Roman Reigns, and no one else saw it coming. Now, do you know why I saw it coming? Because what match can you have at WrestleMania that's going to draw? Because you can't have The Rock there. Because they were banking on The Rock being there. He can't be there. So now, Vince McMahon, old man Vince, the old senile back, finally decided he's going to unify both the titles. So mark my words, the Roman Reigns Brock Lesnar match will be a unification match at WrestleMania. And the Bobby Lashley Brock Lesnar match will happen at Royal Rumble. Because if you put Bobby Lashley in the Royal Rumble, hands down, he's winning the Royal Rumble. I don't care who you put in there. Bobby Lashley is winning it. So how do you do it? Have someone win, and then you have whichever champion wins both titles in a unification match play double duty at WrestleMania. Have the match one time on Saturday, and then they get one night to prepare and one night to rest, and then on Sunday they have the main title match. Mark my words, that's going to happen, because WWE saw, oh, we're going to unify the titles in NXT. Let's unify the titles up on WWE main roster. Because Vince McMahon can't think outside the bubble. All he wants to do is, let's push the big guys. Let's push this. Let's push that. See, the problem with Brock Lesnar being champion, he is a part-timer. Now, I'm not like CM Punk. I'm not going to take my ball and run home because I ain't a little punk like that. No pun intended. But the fact is what name other than Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns is drawing big money right now? Big E was a champion. He was a good champion. Was he a marquee champion? No, he was not. Do you know why? Because he pandered to the audience too much, and that's not what Vince McMahon likes. So now Vince McMahon has taken him out of the title picture. So mark my words, he will be going for whatever secondary title there is. They're going to give it to him because, well, WWE wants to differentiate from being, they want to be different than AEW, and they're going to have the diversity. But the problem is, if you start giving us everything that has happened all the way back in the 90s and the 2000s to now, I mean, unification, that's going to happen. They're going to have one champion, and he's ultimately going to have to defend it on both Raw and SmackDown. That's just the way it has to work, because at the end of the day, two champions is starting to get too much money.
Yeah, but I want to take that a step further, because I've been a big component of not just unification, but just unifying everything. I think it's much more better for me as a fan when everybody is on one show under one brand. I've never been a fan of this SmackDown brand and Raw brand. I always wish everything goes back to just one separate brand. I do agree with you in the aspect of they're going to unify the titles. I do agree with you, but there's another part of me that believes that they won't do that. There's another part of me that believes that we're going to see Brock versus Lashley at WrestleMania, and then we may see Roman versus McIntyre at WrestleMania, because McIntyre is getting hot right now. And there's a reason that they're making McIntyre hot right now, and I think that reason is for him to either go up against Roman Reigns or for him to actually get that match against Brock Lesnar against in front of fans. You know,
But Martez, right quick, I was on the same page as you, but Josh do got a point, because right now, you know, McIntyre is written off TV through the neck injury. We don't know how long is it going to take. So I think in the best interest, plan B, yeah, it do make sense for to have Lesnar versus Reigns at WrestleMania. Maybe, you know, I think both nights, maybe. Brock fighting both nights. And this is the part I think, Josh, that Lesnar is this time around full time.
Yeah, I agree he's full time too now. But who's to say they need to do two championship matches both nights? They can easily put the women's champion. Anyway, they can easily put a women's championship as the main event that night, and then just move that male's championship over to Sunday night. You know, they necessarily don't have to do that both nights in a row.
Ratings.
I think you get ratings regardless.
Here's the thing also, whoever wins the Royal Rumble is guaranteed a title match at WrestleMania. That's why you have two matches. You have one match on Saturday. I agree with you, Martez. The women's title match should be the main event for one of the days at WrestleMania. Yeah. But you had the title match at one, and then you had the winner of the Royal Rumble go against whoever wins out of the Unified Champion on Sunday. That way you live up to the promise, and you keep your word to the fans also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I would like to change the format here for a minute, and I'd like to speak, and I'm sorry, Kayvon, you're about to hate me, but like I said, I'm the heel today. Roman Reigns, y'all have been played again.
He's been tested.
He tested Sunday morning for COVID-19, right? He was in the same state as the pay-per-view. He flew in with the Usos. So if he tested positive, there's no way the Usos should have been on that pay-per-view, because they would have been exposed. So see, this is another ploy by the WWE and Vince McMahon and his little stooges to pull a fast one over on an audience, because you knew good darn well they're not ready for Roman Reigns to lose the title, but they know it's time for him to lose the title, and they just want him to hold it a little bit longer so he passes every single person who's ever been the Universal Champion, so he's the longest reigning Universal Champion, which I get. I mean, okay, you know, that's your prize horse. You want him to be the, you know, whatever. But the thing is everyone got played. He did not have COVID. They pulled him from the match and told everybody to go with the story. And then around 3:00 in the afternoon, they said, Brock Lesnar is still going to have a match. We're going to put the title on him, and it's going to lead into WrestleMania. Fact of the matter is I'm getting tired of the WWE doing this crap. Because at the end of the day, yeah, you want to benefit the product. That's cool.
You got somebody in your park.
Huh?
I think Dominic was talking to one of his coworkers.
Oh, all right. But, yeah, I'm tired of the WWE doing this. You want to further your product, I get it. But don't do it at the expense of the fans. I mean, there's people who paid good money, months in advance for day one to see that match. Then all of a sudden you pull the match. And how subsequently? First time they did it, he had leukemia again. Second time they did it, oh, he has COVID. You know what? I don't believe a word that comes out of WWE's mouth when it comes to Roman Reigns. They pushed this man down our throats for so long. And the only way to get him any kind of fan base was to take him off TV with some sap story, bring him back a month or two later. Oh, I'm cancer free. They're doing the same thing in AEW with Jim Ross. I'm tired of these companies doing this. You know what? Give us you want money? You want the fans invested? Give us what we want. I don't want to see Brock Lesnar go in there, F5, 15,000 people, win a championship because it's predictable. I mean, I'm over the covering of the eyes that they think they're doing for the fans. You know, it's like I'm not going to go to work and say, oh, look, I'm at my parking garage, but I don't want to park none of the garages. I don't park garage or cars. I clean the garage. Why would I pretend to do anything else other than what I'm supposed to do? At the end of the day, if I paid money to see a match, and then you pull that match, and I find out that you pulled the match on a lie, I'm not going to have respect for you. I'm going to love the brand because I'm true to the brand. But the man can suck balls. I'm not talking about Becky Lynch. I'm talking about Vince McMahon. I am done and tired of all these lies. That's just my opinion.
What? Well, for the first time in forever, Josh, I do not hate you. I actually kind of sort of predicted this once Roman Reigns tweeted this, saying, I'm going to yawn on this match because I got tested positive for COVID. The first thing I said, I was saying a lot in my head, I was like, they trying so hard to protect Roman. Because I know good Dr. Roman, he don't got no COVID. Because if he did, then that means the Usos did. If the Usos did, then I'm pretty sure half the roster then got it. And all those people that performed at day one, I'm pretty sure all of them have it. That's a whole lot right there. So I'm with you, Josh. Trust me. As soon as you said it, I know I said it's not a lie. I said I knew it. I knew it. Go ahead. See, the travel chief with this one. I like to share. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Martez.
Say what?
Go ahead. You was about to say something before I cut you off.
No, I think that was Dominic.
Oh, no, guys, please forgive me again. No, I wasn't saying nothing to this audience.
Yeah, you got the floor, Kayvon. If you want to continue on, you got the floor.
Yeah. I mean, I'm done. Well, I'm glad the Usos won that match. You know, they said we did this for Roman. I'm glad they did that. But as far as WWE keeping the belt on Roman, they are doing it in a very boring way, for lack of a better word, because of the fact I wanted Roman Reigns to beat Brock Lesnar, like, straight up. But, you know, we got what we got. Brock Lesnar is the WWE champion, and I hope and pray that he shows up regularly.
Yep, and I think this only boosts the ratings, speaking of ratings, for Raw. You know, having somebody like Brock Lesnar on there, like, that only boosts the ratings because you got people that like him, people that don't like him, but they're still going to watch to see what he's going to do, especially with this new persona that he's carrying on. You know, I'm interested to see if he's going to remain a babyface champion because there's going to be people that's pissed off of Brock Lesnar and their baby faces. And that's number one person, Big E. I feel like Big E, is going to try to get that rematch at Royal Rumble. That's my opinion. So I'm wondering if that happens, does Brock work as a heel or does he work as a babyface along with Big E? So that's interesting. Now, in terms of Roman Reigns, I agree with both of you guys. I think it was a work. You know, it's very convenient that he said he tested positive for COVID. I don't believe that by no stretch of the imagination. And if they can fake a leukemia thing, then they can fake a COVID thing. So I'm with you all on that.
All right. You want to know what else I'm getting tired of with the WWE? And I love WWE. We all know this.
What's that?
I'm getting tired of every pay-per-view having the best match first and then the rest of the match, our pay-per-view, comes in secondary. I mean, that Usos New Day match, hands down, was the still of the show.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, if you really look at it, the best two matches were both the tag team matches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm kind of over the Becky Lynch needing to use the ropes to win. I mean, come on, man. That's like, I get it, she's a heel, but Roman Reigns is a heel, and he's... Only way they win these matches is by cheating. That's what they used to do in the 90s, man. Let these people win some fair and square matches. But Vince McMahon's got – he's eating baby food when he should be eating, you know, lamb chops. The dude is soft in the head.
Wow.
And I'm getting – he needs to be retired. He needs to retire. You know, he'll never retire. The day he dies is when he's going to retire.
I mean, Josh, real quick, you're saying you're tired of heels using the ropes to win?
No, I'm tired of Becky Lynch has not won a match by pinning anybody since she beat Charlotte.
Okay.
Unless she has used the rope.
Yeah, but just think about it. That's what a heel job is to do. They're not going to win clean.
Right, but a heel's job is...
A heel's job is not going to win clean. Now, if you say to figure out another tactic, controversial way she needs to do, I get you. But other than that, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, a heel's... You know, they're going to use every trick in the book, in the words of Ric Flair, to do what you got to do.
So your heel... Your definition of a heel is completely different than my definition, though. Because, see, my definition is you win by hook or by crook. You don't win the same way every single time because then you become one-dimensional that now you're going to start making the other wrestlers look like, oh, we're stupid because we can't tell that you're going to use the feet on the ropes.
Well, I'm not saying so, every single time, but I'm just saying, but, I mean, I get what you're saying. Got to switch it up, but, I mean... I mean, it is what it is, so that's...
Right, but out of all of Becky Lynch's matches since she beat Charlotte by holding on to the rope, has she won any other way without either holding a rope or putting her feet on a rope? She has not. That, to me, means, one, they don't have no direction for the end of the match, or two, they just don't care how the match goes, which now they're starting to diminish the women's division.
And I think specifically for this feud with Liv Morgan, they specifically want Becky Lynch to do anything she can to win. And I don't know who else she has wrestled since Charlotte Flair, to be honest with you. But I know her two times against Liv Morgan. She definitely used a sneaky way to win. Now last night she kind of botched it. She really didn't. Her feet never touched the rope.
Exactly.
But her feet never touch it. But I agree. I understand what you're saying, Josh. I understand what Dominic is saying at the same time. But and I think this is a good topic. You know, Brock Lesnar is as a heel is different than The Miz as a heel. Brock Lesnar is one of those heels that he's going to beat you cleanly in dominant force. The Miz, he may cheat as a heel. So I think there's different versions of heels in the world of wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
And then
well,
especially with with Becky being the mom, she gonna want to be like a man. Gee.
You said what?
I said, especially Becky want to be the mom, she gonna be like a man and pull a cheap move. That's the reason why Ric Flair said Becky Lynch is stole so much from him, from what Josh pointed out. Pulling on the rope.
I disagree with that. I disagree with Ric Flair. Like, Becky Lynch, when she started calling herself the man, she wasn't doing heelish stuff. She was winning cleanly. She was a babyface. So I disagree with Ric Flair. Now, it's just recently, her recent run, she's been playing into
that. That's what I'm talking about. I'm seeing now.
Okay.
Yeah. But,
go ahead, Dom.
I'm going. Let me get it out.
You got to go at your own pace, brother.
I'm just trying to get my thought out. But like I said, yeah, she got to, she got to switch. Yeah, she, I understand she can switch it up some, bring back the old-fashioned brass knuckles, I like the last week's show when she had the look-alike, try to bring the look-alike back, use the look-alike again. Yeah. I'm running out, yeah. What's next?
Before we get to Tony Khan and whatever, I don't think this Liv Morgan Becky Lynch feud is over by any stretch of the imagination. I think it's just getting started. I think this is all a big build up for WrestleMania for Liv Morgan to win, and I think this is they are building this story perfectly. Like, she's losing to Becky Lynch time after time, albeit it's by Becky Lynch cheating, so to speak. But I think there's a lot of sizzle to this feud, and I hope they don't kill it. I hope they ride this wave, and I hope eventually it culminates at WrestleMania where Liv Morgan wins that championship off Becky Lynch. I don't know what you guys think about that, but I think Liv Morgan is the odds-on favorite to be in that matchup at WrestleMania. But I like the way they've been going about it with this feud.
You ready? You want it to continue?
I do. And I don't care if it's been going on for – I don't care if it's – at the point of WrestleMania, it would have been going on for like 3 months. I don't even care about that. Because I think this is the perfect build-up. So, yeah, I want it to keep going.
It's like, man, really, it's like a part of me is like, I'm happy Liv Morgan is getting a shot, but it's just like this feud, man, it's somewhat doesn't do enough for me, though. Like, me, I'm ready for a new person to step up. But it's just like, it's no one, right now on that Raw roster, it's like, it's no one really hot. Sizzling hot. It's like everybody lost their flame to me. I mean, yeah, Bianca, right now, I like the feel right now with Bianca and Doudrop. This would be a good time to give Queen Zelina a shot, but you put the tag team title on her with Carmella.
I don't like that one bit, but
yeah. I mean, I know you want to reward people, but it doesn't do nothing for me. I'm happy, but it just doesn't do nothing for me. Rhea Ripley kind of died down, and Nikki A.S.H. kind of dying down. It's like, who's next up? You know, this is the time. Do you go for a call up, or do you try to go left center field and give your girl a shot? What's her name? Squeeze Mayonnaise. What's her name? 24/7 champion Martez.
Oh, Dana Brooke.
Dana Brooke.
But you know what, though? On a serious note, Dana Brooke, she has put in the work.
Yeah. That's her name. I could think of none.
Yes,
she has put in the work.
Absolutely.
Show them Mandy Rose, but what do you do? You send her back to NXT. I mean, yeah, she's the champion there, but you could have sent Dana Brooks there. Send times over Mandy Rose.
I
agree with you, Martez. I like the feud, and I've always said I'm always in for a good story, and they are telling a good story. I like the way it's going, other than the fact he keeps using the damn rope. I don't care if you use heel tactics, but do something different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, but I like the feud.
Yeah, this is what I see playing out for WrestleMania, as far as for the women. And I don't mean to shift subjects, but I can see Bayley coming back and taking on Bianca Belair, because there's still some heat. They didn't get a chance to wrestle at SummerSlam, I think, because Bayley got injured. I think they were supposed to wrestle at SummerSlam or Money in the Bank. So I think that's going to be the matchup between those two. I think Liv Morgan is going to take on Becky Lynch. And I think we may see it.
Versus Becky Lynch.
Say what?
Ding dong. I want Bayley versus Becky Lynch.
That'll be a hot promo feud. That'll be a hot, because Bayley can go toe to toe with Becky Lynch as far as promos. So that would be kind of cool.
But I know we're not going to get it. I'm not going to get it.
You guys want to know what I think? I think, because right now WWE don't have enough women for the Women's Royal Rumble, so they're obviously going to depend heavily on like the Legends and the NXT women. This is what I think they should do. One, bring back the 5-pack challenge for WrestleMania. Take your 5 top Raw women wrestlers and your 5 top SmackDown women wrestlers and put them in a match for the title. And order of elimination, and the last one who went, last one standing is the champion. That's what they should do, because I'm tired of, you know, like all these other one-on-one matches or tag team matches. Bring back the true dominance of what the women's division is, and that's putting your best contenders in a title contendership. That's what you should do. Now, everyone's top 5 is going to vary, which is, you know, true, because everyone has a right to their own opinion. But I truly believe the ratings are there if you bring back the 5-pack challenge. Hell, you could even make it a 6-pack challenge.
Real quick, do you think should they bring back the Elimination Chamber to the WrestleMania? Not the pay-per-view, but add it, the stipulation match to WrestleMania?
Yes.
Well, see, since you got 2 nights of WrestleMania, I actually would not be opposed to that. You could put the title in the Elimination Chamber on one of the nights of WrestleMania. I actually think that's a very good idea.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But I also think that if you're going to have the Elimination Chamber, you got to do it properly and have a tournament kind of like King of the Ring style, and the winners advance too. You don't just give people you make them earn it. Because if you're just giving these people, you know, like, hey, I like you, get in there, you can go do a sport. No, this ain't the 70s, 60s, 80s, 100s, whatever. This day and age, earn your shot. Don't cry like a little girl, like someone over in AEW. I'm not going to name no names just yet. Until you get what you want. I mean, that's just BS. I mean, when I was a kid, if I cried so much, did I get what I wanted? No, my mom said, you want this, you earn the money, or you earn your way of getting it. Plain and simple.
I just used to go to my grandma. The end.
Now, I will say, if they're going to culminate with the Edge and Miz feud at WrestleMania in a mixed tag team match, now that Beth Phoenix is back, which no one saw that coming after she left the announce table on NXT. Duh.
Nah,
but anyhow.
You saw it.
No, I was,
oh,
I was being sarcastic.
Yeah, that's what I said. You were being sarcastic. I'm like, oh, we saw it. My bad. My bad.
You know. But I think what they should do is have them each, Edge and Miz, cost each other a Royal Rumble match, and Maryse and Beth Phoenix do the same thing. So then it helps further the story, because now none of them can go for the title because they've all eliminated each other. So what better way to get your own WrestleMania match than to do that? But don't be surprised if they do it, and then they have the match on Raw or SmackDown because Vince McMahon's a jackass. That's all I got. I'm sorry. Well, I mean, I'm not sorry, but, you know.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
I have no extra comments, but yeah.
Yeah.
I would like, Martez, if it's okay with you, I would like to touch up on Charlotte Flair for just 1 second.
Yeah, go for it.
I believe just because she's Flair's daughter doesn't mean she's, like, you know, everything's handed to her. They make it seem like that. But if you remember correctly, just a couple years before her actual debut, she didn't even want to be a wrestler until her little brother Reed passed away. Then she decided she was going to become a wrestler in honor of him. Now, because she's gotten as good as she's gotten, because she is who she is and who she's the daughter of, people have this predetermined notion that she's going to be some stuck-up, snotty little brat. Okay, if you perceive that, then that's what WWE is going to give you. Yep. I think she is so underappreciated in not just WWE, but the whole industry.
Yep.
Because most people, and I'm a big fan of Toni Storm, but when I saw that comment, I was like, that was messed up. Because behind the scenes, no one wanted to give Toni Storm the time of day. Vince McMahon sure in the hell didn't. Until Charlotte said, hey, give Toni Storm a shot. It was Charlotte who approached management and said, give her a shot. So for anyone to negate anything that Charlotte says or does or acts needs to know the truth before they speak, because you don't go to bat for someone that you don't think deserves it. I know I wouldn't, but Charlotte went to bat for Tony because she saw the potential, but Vince McMahon didn't. Vince McMahon, being loyal to Charlotte Flair, decided, okay, fine, we'll give her a shot. And that's the only reason Toni Storm was even remotely in the same vicinity as Charlotte, because of Charlotte, no one else. Hurricane Helms, Shane Helms, whatever you want to call him, he has gone on record.
She was feeling like a type of way, like, do Charlotte have to, you know, why do Charlotte have to go to you? Like, you should, I should have, by my work and just by other people, my name should stick out, or you should have seen what I'm, you know, my body of work there. You should have, you know, you should have recognized me to be the one to, you know, challenge Charlotte. That's just the thing of, I feel like Tony Breeze is, and from her, that angle, she's she's seeing, you know, she was frustrated from. But, I mean.
Well
she was
his reality. Go ahead, Martez. Go ahead.
Like, I don't get this notion that everybody that on the main roster has to get everything handed to them, or they have to be at the top of the women's division or male division. I don't understand that. That doesn't happen in real life. So, like, why would you think it happened in the world of wrestling? You know, and Charlotte has paid her dues. Like, she paid her dues. She has the right to be able to make decisions on if she want to stay at the top or not. So I think she get undeserved heat. And I'm gonna say that to the day I die, she get undeserved heat.
But it just seemed like to me, yes, she paid her dues. Yeah, they all paid their dues. That's where they all are, where they are at. The ones who are on the main roster. But it just seemed like to me, out of everybody, it seems like Charlotte, anytime, it's like they always rush to put the belt or try to. As long as they can't keep that belt on Charlotte. That's just my like, why am I like, can she get a, you know, can anybody else get a good run, a long run? It seems like with Charlotte, they may have a month, and then next thing you know, Charlotte got the belt back.
It could be they don't trust anybody else with the belt. Like that's
but
a real thing.
It seems like they don't try. They don't try to figure out or try to. Even
well, the same to be said.
Okay. Let me say this. I'm sorry, Josh. Sorry, Dominic. They gave the belt to Nikki Ash.
No, you said, go ahead. Okay.
They gave the belt to Nikki Ash, didn't they? Didn't they give it to her? But
who?
They probably realized, hey.
Wait a minute, who?
I said they gave the belt to Nikki Ash, right? Right?
Wait a minute, who do you say again?
Well, you gotta be funny, Dominic, or what, man?
Huh?
You trying to be funny? Well, no, seriously, they gave the belt to Nikki. I'm just saying Nikki. They gave the belt to Nikki, and they probably realized, hey, she not moving that needle. She can't be the franchise player. You know, we need to go a different.
Listen, they do not try. They don't try. If it's not Charlotte, Becky, what's another one? Who's out right now?
Alexa?
You guys know what I'm trying to say.
Alexa Bliss?
Bailey, Sasha, Alexa.
Well, they okay, Sasha for Sasha. But it's like those three, Sasha, Becky, and what's her name? Like, it's boom, boom, boom. Okay. They try somebody else. But if within a month, they be quick to be like, oh, let's put it back. They don't try, bro.
Well,
that's
up
the problem why I said I think it with WWE. They don't try.
Well, I get what you said, but to go to Sasha Banks, like, up until last summer, last time she won a championship was August of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Like, last summer. So it may seem like Sasha
and
is always
like Sasha's. I mean, and that was one of her longest run. But in the meantime, Sasha was another one. They had given it to her for 3 months. And then, once again, Charlotte, it looked like Charlotte would take it right back off her.
Yeah, you're right about that. I used to hate that.
Naomi, they gave it. Huh?
I used to hate that. I agree with you, Dominic, on that. Yeah,
like Naomi, that's what I'm saying. It's like they don't. I don't want to call it out. I'm not, but it seems like it is, though. They don't try. That's one of my main things, though. Don't get me wrong. I'm not, like I said, like with Coco Beware, that one show, it's not like I'm not giving Charlotte her flowers, but it is to a degree they just, she is too overrated. But don't get me wrong. I'm not saying she's not a hell of a female competitor, but she just, It's like me, you know, like if the story is right, storyline is right, or the mood or or et cetera, et cetera. But, like, especially with the Roman Reigns. Now, let's go to the man. Right now, you got to keep him. Right now, there's no worthy competitors. You right now, you got to keep that belt on him. But right now, for the females, it's way more better competitors on SmackDown. They should give a shot. Hell, I say Natalya. You got Shayna Baszler. You got Sasha back. You know, it's just I'm tired.
I get what you're saying, but at the end of the day, for someone the caliber of Charlotte Flair to take the step to want to further the career of someone who just got called up does not deserve disrespect. It deserves respect. And that's what she's not getting from anybody. Because people are saying she's overrated, she's entitled, she's privileged. You know, I'm going to say this, and I may not have anybody that agrees with me, but again, I'm the heel. Charlotte Flair, pound for pound, has been the best women's wrestler in the WWE since she became a member of the main roster. There's not no one on God's green earth right now on that roster, whether it be Raw or SmackDown, that holds a flame to her.
Yep.
In reality. So the fact that she is women's champion, I'm damn proud to say I'm a fan of that. I would go and watch Charlotte Flair wrestle 8 hours straight and pay top dollar for that, knowing I know she's going to come out as a winner, because out of all 8 matches or 8 hours, she's going to do different things, and she's going to further the career of not only herself but whoever she's in the ring with, because that's what she does. She plays a character to the T of being a heel. I am not mad at who she is or what she does, because she has earned the right to be where she is by paying her dues, by putting people over, by doing whatever it is and facing whatever it is that they put in front of her. She's done it, and she's done it in stride. Hands down, Charlotte has earned her right, in my opinion, on the women's Mount Rushmore.
Whoa.
That.
No, no, go ahead. Go ahead, Josh.
I was just going to say that's my opinion, though.
Okay. Well, for a long time, and I mean for a long time, I did not like Charlotte Flair only because of the fact every time she lose her title, she go on vacation, come back, and she win. But for the first time, you know, since, you know, this is 2022, for the first time in forever, Kayvon Journey is going to say this, and this will be the last time I'm going to say it. First and last, just let everybody know. Charlotte Flair is all right in my book. Yes, she, you know, every time she loses the belt, yes, you know, she come back and she usually win, but every time she has the belt, this is something that I can claim. Every time she wins the belt, every time she goes against that person, she makes that person look good. I mean, we all know she's going to come out on top, but at the same time, whoever she's wrestling, like you said, Jack, she put them over. Like it's your show. But, you know, they put on, like, a good performance and all that good stuff. At the end of the day, Charlotte Flair deserves to be on the Tribal Chiefs list as one of the greatest women wrestlers of all time. The Queen, Charlotte Flair. That's right. I'm making that announcement right here, right now, on this podcast. And it's the only time I'm going to say it, too.
Man, that was well put, my friend.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I will say.
All right, as we
I love this podcast.
Thank you, Josh. We glad you're here. As we put this topic to bed, I know you wanted to bring on that, bring up this AEW subject you wanted to bring up.
Ooh, I got my popcorn ready. Come on, sir.
It's about to get hot up in here. I hope y'all got some, you know, some ice because it's going to be fire right now. AEW, All Evaporated Wrestling. Awfully exciting wrestling. No, this is straight bullcrap. These fools over there, I don't care if you're an EVP, the owner, the plumber, I don't care who you are. If you're in AEW, associated with AEW, you deserve the rotten hell. Every single one of these people over there, starting from Tony Khan himself, that egotistical little brat. I wanted to say something else, but I'm going to keep it PG. This fool does not like criticism. But how do you not like criticism, but then you turn around and you criticize the same individual who did not go out of her way to disrespect you, who did not say you were racist or anything like that, and then you're going to sit there and say you let her contract expire because you didn't like her wrestling? Then why the hell did you hire her in the first place? Because you did like her wrestling. You hypocritical son of a bitch. Excuse my language. I'm sorry. But I am so tired of AEW. They're like, oh, we're going to draw all the big names. All right, you want equality? You want equals? You want diversity? Jay Lethal, hands down better than half of AEW's talent, is delegated to an hour show that is pretty much Shotgun Saturday Night. So, yeah, you say you got diversity and the top two executives are, you know, brown, and it's you and this other person that are, you know what? I'm not racist. I love everybody as much as I hate everybody equally. I do not believe in racism. But I do believe that this fool has handpicked and cherry-picked all his favorites, and he has subsequently made it a point none of them are minority. Jade Cargill is only going to win the TBS championship because she put them on blast, saying that the AEW fans don't like African-American women wrestlers. You know what? That's bullcrap. It's Tony Khan who don't. You're going to sit there. This dude paid Powerhouse Hobbs, Jade Cargill, and all the other people that are minorities. He paid them all extra money to go and disrespect Big Swole because Big Swole had her own opinion.
Oh, yeah.
I have it on very good authority that nobody in any kind of capacity of management over in AEW, and this includes some of the wrestlers, obviously not Cody Rhodes, but some of the wrestlers don't even appreciate the fact that Big Swole spoke her mind. What happened to freedom of speech? So you're going to sit there and disrespect this girl's name, this woman's name, because she tried to be honest with what she felt?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, they're all hypocrites over there. They all should jump off a steep cliff, land on some very sharp rocks, and bleed out slowly. Just like that damn company. Now, yeah. I am sick and tired of AEW.
And I'm sick and tired of them, too. And I think it's at a point in time where, you know, I think it's a scripture in the Bible, or maybe that's just something that people always said. What happens in the dark comes to light, you know. And I'm going to use that for what I'm getting ready to say. I think AEW is starting to get exposed. You know, they wanted to come off as this high and mighty, righteous wrestling promotion that does everything right. And that's completely a lie. You know, so I think they're being exposed right now. I think we're going to see more things come out about Tony Khan and about that company as more people get released or more people quit the company. I think we're going to see a lot of that because I've seen it from a mile away that that company was full of crap. You know, I've seen it from a mile away. And once the shininess come off that company, you're going to see a lot of more people come out and say what they don't like about Tony Khan and the way they do things. And I agree with you about that Jim Ross crap. You know, he had cancer yesterday. Now he don't today. That's bull crap. Yeah, I think that's wrong.
Exactly.
You know? And they do that a lot. They play with you like you're stupid, right? You know, they play. Mm-hmm. AEW does that a lot, and I think that's relatively unfortunate, man.
You know what I had to say? I mean, it's a far stretch that she listens to our podcast. But
before you get into that, we got 15 more minutes just to let you know how much time we're working with.
All right. Big Swole, rage against the dying of the light. Do not go softly into thy grave. Rage, rage on, my sister. Rage on. That's what I got to say.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Man. Well, you heard it. You heard it from Josh. You know. hopefully she's maybe she listened to this show. Maybe she not. Yeah, it's definitely a interesting time to be a wrestling fan, but. I refuse to watch AEW and support anything that they're doing, not just because they're hypocritical, because the product is garbage, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd rather watch a bad Monday Night Raw over any show. And what people don't want to say is this, TNT dumped them. Like, TNT, they realized, hey, Dynamite is not doing what we thought it was going to do, so we're going to send you over to TBS. TBS and TNT, yes, they are partner companies, sister companies, but TNT is the big dog, and TBS is the little dog. That's the indication that Dynamite is not doing as well as people will want you to think. So,
I'm about to say something that's going to blow y'all's mind.
Okay, what's that?
WCW started out on where? What station?
Was it the Superstation? TBS?
Yes.
Yes.
Then it went to TBS. Then it went to TNT, and then it died.
Yep. That's true.
So if both companies or stations are owned by the same company, and you just bounce one off the other, because TNT has a broader broadcast than TBS.
Right,
funny
right,
thing
right,
is I called this as being a WCW thing months ago. No one wanted to listen other than you guys. So, yeah, I hear that trumpet fading away, and I am standing with applause because this is just like when Jack died in the Titanic. I stood up and clapped because that man was an idiot. Yes. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. I'm the hill. Fuck that. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Hey,
sorry.
It's too late now. As long as you stay sorry or I apologize after you do that, that's cool. But it's going to happen. You go curse. You know, I don't believe in cursing. I don't believe in cursing, but we want to create an atmosphere on here where people can be themselves. You know, not be disrespectful, but be yourself. So it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's my thing about AEW. Had they stuck to what they said in all their interviews and everything before they even had a TV deal about pushing the younger talent, I probably would enjoy them. But they have flat out lied. I do not believe in lying. I do not believe in liars. And at the end of the day, I am not a sheep. You will not lead me to your slaughter. I am a wolf. They better run and hide because I will blow the house down.
Wow. Kayvon, I'm scared, man.
You scared?
Yeah, Josh got me shook, man.
Well, I mean, it's...
Go ahead, Josh.
No, go ahead, Kayvon.
I was going to say that's a part of being a heel. If Josh can I get you checking in your boots, he's doing his job right. Welcome to the team.
It's like my wife always says, at the end of the day, you could be good or you could be bad. It's whatever one you choose, and I choose to be bad.
Wow. Bad to the bone, huh?
Oh, yeah. That should be my new theme song.
Speaking of that, we'll go with this for now.
Yes, sir.
It's getting to that day to where AEW is going to, they are going to burn, and we are going to burn it down.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see. Are we running up against time? I think, Kayvon, you wanted to say something, brother, before we call this a night?
Well, the only thing I want to say is it feels good to be back. Hopefully this time my phone don't get destroyed. But that's it. Welcome to the Hill Club.
All right, that's cool. Hey, for myself, Martez, for Kayvon, Josh, and Dominic, who had to step away, I believe, this has been another good edition. No, great edition of Wrestle Talk to D. Join us again Tuesday night. Don't know what time, but probably we'll be here for sure Tuesday night to talk about fallout from Monday Night Raw and anything else that may come through the rumor wire. I want to thank everybody that's taking time to listen, those that support this show. We're going to head into 2022 doing things better and different. I know Josh, he has some merchandise that he's going to be working on for the show. So that stuff will be mentioned soon. And Kayvon, he's working hard to make the show great as well. Thank everybody for listening, and have a good night.